Hello, I'm Declan Curry. I'm in conversation with Gautam Seshadal, who's the Chief Executive of DMCC, Dubai Multi-Commodity Centre. Hello.
Declan, hi. Good to be here.
Thank you. And lovely to have an opportunity to talk with you as always. And today we're talking about the future of trade, because DMCC has published a fairly hefty report on the future of trade. Summarise the main points. What does it tell us?
In one sentence, you say that technological advancements and political developments will change fundamentally the way global trade is carried out in the future over the next decade. So global trade and trade finance will be driven by new developments such as blockchain, which will make it cheaper, easier, transparent. And that'll bring a lot more businesses into global trade and add between $250 billion to $400 billion of annual trade to the global economy.
And your interest in this is what? Why would DMCC deliver such a great and detailed report? What's your advantage?
We always say that DMCC is made for trade. Now, why do we say that? It's because we were set up to increase commodity trade flows through Dubai. And today, the DMCC Free Zone licenses and regulates over 15,000 companies, of which 40% are commodity trading companies. So what we publish is very important. We need to understand future trends in global trade to sort of ensure that both DMCC and its member companies and readers of the report understand the underlying trends and are prepared and make the changes in their business models to be able to maximize the advantage of the changes that global trade is going through at the moment.
So you've got to know what's coming so that you can then adapt and flex and accommodate these changes and turn a challenge into an opportunity.
Indeed. And I don't think there are many other reports such as this, like the future of trade, very unique, especially in the two indices that it contains over there, which is based on quantitative research carried by done by our partner CEBR. For the first time, a commodity trading index, which basically benchmarked 10 of the largest trading hubs in the world, and an industry digitalization index, which looks at how digitalization is progressing. We published this index first in 2016, but that tells you that if 100% digitalization happens, then you will find almost $29 trillion added to global trade over the next 10 years.
That's an astonishing figure.
It is an astonishing figure, absolutely.
And this is
the possibilities are immense.
And this is through what? This is through new ways of working, doing things faster, doing things smarter than they were done before.
Indeed. I mean, blockchain is one technology that has the ability to change fundamentally how global trade was done. If you look at the biggest development that happened in global trade, it was containerization in the 1950s, was it?
And such a 50s and 60s, and such a simple
Correct.
Idea that was, that if you put things in a standard size box, they're easier to move.
Now, if you think now about blockchain and technologies such as RFID, which have the ability not only to track and trace a container, but to track and trace a component, every component that's sitting inside a container, then you can see the immense possibility that it brings. But more importantly, blockchain technology will bring trust, standard ways of working across borders. And also that trust then allows trade financiers, if I call it that, banks and alternative financiers, to be able to lend at a much lower cost because there is trust and there is transparency.
So a reduction in cost. Also clearing the way for alternatives to the more traditional providers of trade finance.
Indeed.
That level of competition is always good.
Today, almost 50% of the SMEs are shut out from trade finance opportunities because the banks have a very high threshold for KYC and KYCC and AML and so on. And banks spend almost about $60 million a year in compliance. Now, if you were to get new actors to come in, and if blockchain brings the transparency in terms of ownership, in terms of movement, in terms of where the goods are stored and so on, then it makes it much easier at a lower cost to get funding and to get it at a lower cost than it's available today.
What's the timescale on this? Is this science fiction? Is this something that or children might be worried about? Or is it something that is actually just around the corner and we're already in the early stages?
Today, blockchain is probably powering only about 0.1% of global trade, but it's moving at an exponential rate. DMCC, for example, is developing one blockchain-based platform for the agri sector in India. So it's happening. Maersk Shipping have a deal with IBM, and HSBC announced, for instance, yesterday, its first blockchain-based transaction with Cargill to move soybeans into Malaysia. So it's really happening. It's being adopted, and it is going to grow exponentially.
And from the examples that you mentioned there and where they are located in the world, it demonstrates that DMCC remains the home to a lot of the world's commodity trading businesses.
Absolutely. We have the advantage of regulation, free trade policies, location, world-class infrastructure, efficiency, visionary leadership, all of those come together to actually make Dubai and the UAE number one trading hub, commodity trading hub in the world.
Your challenge is to stay at number one.
And so we need to be well ahead of the competition and to be able to do that.
And the issues that you identify in this report, that technological process that we've discussed, that's the ingredient that keeps you ahead?
Indeed. So we will look at this commodity trade index that we've developed to see where we really lack and where we can influence and change those so that we continue to stay ahead.
It's a process, effectively, this, of managing complexity and embracing change, which are very simple things to say and very simple ideas to understand. But when you apply them in business, that's when the challenges start. People are afraid of change.
Indeed, they are. And also, they're burdened by excessive regulation in many parts of the world. And it's about getting regulation right. It's about not being protectionist. It's about allowing trade to flow freely, but also having financial institutions that fund trade, that provide the liquidity. That's what oils the wheels of commerce.
And amidst all this volatility, amidst this change that needs to be embraced, you're sounding pretty optimistic.
Very optimistic, because if I can describe it, today we're seeing a lot of dark clouds, but dark clouds don't stay. They always ultimately reveal a blue sky. So what you're seeing in terms of trade barriers, in terms of Brexit, in terms of a lot of things that are happening, look at the other side of the world where the gravity of trade is shifting to Asia, for instance, look at One Belt, One Road initiatives, tying in 65 countries. That is going to change the way the world does trade in the future.
And if people want to know more about this, they want to read the report for themselves, where do they find it?
You can download the report from futureoftrade.com. We have loaded that report on this website early this morning, and we've had over 900 downloads already, so it's picking up traction. So do go to futureoftrade.com, download the report, and let's continue the dialogue and debate.
Kadam Sashatel, he's the Chief Executive of DMCC. It's been a real pleasure to be in conversation with you.
Thank you very much, Declan.